one of the animators for the Beatles' Yellow Submarine movie and several other children's cartoon series, will be coming to Casper and Cheyenne this week. In his 50-year career, Ron Campbell worked on Scooby-Doo, Sesame Street, The Flintstones, Rugrats, The Smurfs, The Jetsons, The Yellow Submarine Movie, and more. He sat down with me and said, growing up in Melbourne, Australia, he loved cartoons.
Darn right I did. The movie theaters in those days, there was no TV for kids. There was no TV. And the highlight of our week was Saturday afternoon at the movies, where the local movie theaters all over the country changed their programming to cater to children. And the first half of the program was cartoons and serials, adventure serials, you know, Superman, Batman, that kind of stuff. And then there was a Hopalong Cassidy or a Roy Rogers movie. And I was really mystified because everything else in the movies was real, you know, but this was somehow not real. I was like seven years old, and I asked my great-grandmother about it, and she told me that they were just drawings. And that hit me in a strange way. It was like an epiphany for me. I suppose other kids heard they were drawings and just moved on to other things, but it seemed to obsess my mind. You know, you mean I can do drawings that can come alive and be so delightful and funny and exciting, and they can talk and they can run from drawings that I could do? And that thought lasted all through my childhood and into my teenage years, because I enjoyed drawing very much, and I continued drawing. So I ended up going to art school, and when I came out of art school, it was for the first time in Australia, there was a market for animation where one could earn a living doing animation, because television had just come in and there was a demand for television commercials that were animated. So I was sort of on the leading edge of the animation industry in Australia. And because I was on the leading edge, I was the first to be asked to do things for American TV.
How did you become involved in the Yellow Submarine illustrations?
While I was in Australia, Al Brodax of King Features out of New York, he was the director of King Features Television, and he was producing cartoons. And I got to know him because of my work on Crazy Cat and Beetle Bailey and Popeye and other cartoons I had done for him. And then he asked me to direct the Beatles TV cartoon show, which I did. And when you do these things, if it's true for everybody in life, you do a good job, you get called on to do another job, and you do a good job there, you keep getting called until you reach a level of incompetence, I suppose. So when I came to the United States, I worked for a year for Bill Hanna. Then I started work on Scooby-Doo and George the Jungle. And I got another phone call from Albert X that they were in production with the Yellow Submarine that they were producing in England. And could I help out, do animation for them, character animation? And I agreed. And my colleague, Dwayne Crowder, and I animated about 12 minutes of the Yellow Submarine. It took us about 8 months to do.
Did you know then that it would be so iconic?
No. No, I did not, although we all knew we were doing a feature film unlike any that had ever been produced before, and we all knew that the Beatles music, or we all felt that the Beatles music was a very special form of rock and roll, but, you know, shortly after the production was finished, the Beatles broke up. All through the 50s, musical groups would come and musical groups would go. And our parents were telling us, oh, they're just a flash in the pan, you know. So the Beatles might be just a flash in the pan, but the Yellow Submarine feature film was certainly different. And when you look at the film now, you can see why it's held up, primarily because of the fabulous design work in it, and the biggest reason, the fabulous Beatles music that is throughout the film. And when you watch the Yellow Submarine, and swept back to 1968.
Do you still feel like you can be creative on those types of projects?
No, time has marched on. I'm now 77 years old, and my creative work in filmmaking is long over now. I've now entered into a second act in my life where I'm doing paintings based on the films that I helped make in my youth.
Do you have a favorite cartoon, show, or movie that you've worked on?
Favorite, no, but I'm particularly proud of the work I did on Sesame Street, and I'm especially proud of the work I did on my own show called The Big Blue Marble, which was a show all through the 70s and early 80s, which we won a Peabody Award. Very few children's shows win Peabody's, and we won Emmy for the best children's show of the year, and I'm very proud of that.
What's been your favorite part of being a cartoonist?
The one thing that I've liked most about my career is that I've never woken up in the morning and said, oh, damn, I got to go to work.
Ron, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Carolyn.